Very exciting episode. Tay, welcome. We're just doing Met Gala.
Good.
That's
as we should.
No,
put some respect on it.
You know what, Taylor? Okay, everyone, what? If you're new here, Taylor Strecker, my best friend in the whole world, love her forever. She like does the podcast with me once a month. It used to be called Pop Culture Hour. Now it's just she's on once a month because
I love it.
Duh.
I love the freedom. I love the freedom. I don't right? like to be restrained.
Me neither. Me neither. I have not been this excited and satisfied by a Met Gala.
I agree.
Ever, actually.
I agree. And I think usually, too, like, I don't understand. I'm confused. Yeah. So it's like, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be looking out for. But this one, I was like, okay. And here's the thing that I've learned with Met Galas is there's always, like, a handful of categories to pick from. There's like what the actual exhibit's going to be. Then there's like what Anna Wintour's like, but also it's going to be this. And then it's just people who show up. We like to call it on the Taylor Strecker show, pretty gowns.
Pretty gowns.
Mm-hmm. Pretty gowns. So it's like a plethora of things. And the two categories we had were Sleeping Beauties.
Yes. So Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion, which I think that we need to explain this because I actually didn't realize that there was a theme and then a dress code. I found that out this year.
Me too. I didn't realize it either until this morning when I recorded the Taylor Strecker show.
Okay. Yeah. I found out like 2 days ago. So yeah, we're okay. Like, when did this happen? When did this happen? Okay. So the theme was Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. The dress code was the Garden of Time. And so what I'm gathering is that the theme, Sleeping Beauties, is what the exhibition is. Okay.
Correct.
So it's what's going to be on display at the Met that we didn't get to see last night, which is like so
plebs.
It's so fucking annoying. Like, what a like a letdown. Well, like it's literally like you've been having sex for a really long time, and then like you literally can't come. It's like that's what it is.
They fashion blue balled us
100%. So that's what the theme is, and then the dress code, the Garden of Time, is what people should the event, what people should follow for. The event, which it's like, Jesus Christ. Why not just have the theme be the dress code?
I mean, it is giving your 30th birthday theme party, though, if I'm being honest.
But winter is coming?
It was literally so confusing. It was like, I remember I dressed like a Russian sex worker. Like, I literally had like a fur hat on and like a red cocktail dress. I honestly loved my look, but like, I was leaning into the winter of it all, like literal winter, where like you were like an ice queen. You were like a sexy Game of Thrones White Walker.
Oh my God. Now I'm looking back and thinking back on this, and everyone interpreted the theme differently. Not me and Ariana Maddox just creating our own Met Gala for our joint birthday party.
Literally.
Who needs to go to the Met Gala when you got Vanderpump Rules season 7?
You guys invented
the Met Gala.
Confusing theme.
We confused.
Anna Wintour is a fan and actually stole the concept of confusion from you guys.
100%. Oh, wow. Okay. So I love a theme. I love themed parties. I love themed outfits. I love holidays because they're themed. Like, I just love a theme. So the way that the Met Gala is my full-blown Super Bowl. The way that I get giddy for it. I look forward to it. I can't wait till the way that people are like, oh, I can't wait to hear what next year's Coachella lineup is. Fuck that. I can't wait to hear what the theme is going to be for next Met Gala. Like, I love it. And that's why I just want to spend this whole entire episode talking about it, because there is actually so much to fucking talk about.
So much, from like the news to the gossip to the fashions itself to the, I mean, everything. Everything. And I'm not like a zeitgeisty person. I don't like award shows. I kind of don't like red carpets. I can't decide if it's because I'm like just like so cool or if it's because I'm just a jealous little bitch and I can't be happy for anybody else.
I think it's a mixture of both, to be honest. Like, you do have this too cool for school thing. You know what you do have that.
I don't fangirl, but I'm realizing that not fangirling is kind of like that it lends itself to being a hater. And the last thing I want to do is be a hater. So I'm trying to lean into the fangirl of it all.
You're really great at being a hater, though.
I know. I'm like so amazing at it. I don't want to.
No, like, be better.
It's choogy. Being a hater is choogy.
Okay. No, be back. I agree. I'm not a hater. Right. I am a fangirl.
No,
so like,
you are a fangirl. You're like the first person that showed me it was actually cool to be a fangirl, because it's like, you're famous, so people are fangirls of you. But like, I was like, wait a second. You can be famous and also be a fangirl? Brain explosion. And so I have,
you know, push boundaries. You can't put us in a box.
Tell me how old you are. Like, be a fucking Karen, Taylor Strecker. You know what I mean? Like, hating is old.
Yes, I agree.
And bitter.
But we are going to discuss some of the outfits we didn't like. It's not that we're going to hate on them. We're not going to hate. Like, we are going to discuss a tad. First, before we actually like get into the whole Met Gala of it all, can I just tell you something that's like one of my big pet peeves? When on Met Gala day, like celebrities who aren't going will post like either their past looks or something being like, chose not to go this year. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they're trying to like, it's like when someone announces they're pregnant and then the people who knew about it go and they comment and they're like, oh my God, it's been so hard keeping this secret. Like,
you mean stop. Me? You mean me?
I don't feel like you do that. You do that on the podcast. God.
I do it about every.
Wait, oh my God, you're so annoying.
It's like, I'm like, oh my God, I kept the secret. Oh my God, I kept the secret. You know what? I'm going to stop doing that effective immediately.
Because you're making it about you. And like, it's not about you.
Of course. Totally. Literally, totally. No, this is a personal attack that I deserve. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I didn't intend for it to be.
I know you didn't. But that makes it hurt more. It's real. You know what? No. I like to be a self-aware queen. So you know what? We could do it live. Let's do it live.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll work through this. Right. Jot that down in your notes to bring up to your therapist. Okay.
Why do I make all my friends' lives about me? Okay. Yes.
But
yes,
I just noticed that yesterday on social media that just like quite a few celebs were just posting being like, I'm Kent this year because I'm doing A, B, C, or D. It's like, shut up. Stop making this about you. Like, stop making it about you.
It's embarrassing. That's like if somebody you were at somebody's wedding and you were like, that's like my dress.
Kind of.
Someone did that to me at my wedding, my first wedding.
Someone
came up to me at my wedding day and said, oh my God, you like wore my dress.
What?
Can you even?
Jail. Prison.
It was Monique Lhuillier. Bitch, everybody wore this fucking dress, number one. And also, you didn't have a skirt cape. So yours was just the ugly fucking sheath. So you failed and I won. I was like, I could not believe she could not control herself. She had to say it.
Wait, no, like, also, why did you choose a dress that everyone had, Taylor? That's the bigger question.
I know. Well, no. So the dress was like that, like Monique Lhuillier, like French lace. And it was just like a sweetheart neckline sheath dress. But I got it because it came with this like tulle, gorgeous skirt that was like open at the front. And no one was wearing that shit. So I was like, I almost saw the dress itself as like the background, the foundation of the dress, if you will.
Okay.
So all those boring bitches and their fucking sheath dresses, not me over here. I was like, I was giving fairy princess queen, okay?
Yeah.
But then at somebody who I used to be related to his wedding, okay? Like 2 years later, my husband, this was the way I fell in love with him in this moment, said to this person, looked up at them. They were about to walk down the aisle, Stassi, in like literally 2 minutes.
Okay.
Looked up at them and went, oh my God, you're like wearing Taylor's wedding dress.
That's why. Did he say, no, I mean, why were you proud when someone had done it to you?
Because this person deserved it.
You know what? I'm just embarrassed for all three of you for have chosen the same wedding dress. Like, that's like wild to me. It's like your wedding is the one moment to like have like a piece that is like yours and it speaks to your personality and your style. And you know two people that have like worn your dress?
Girl, I got married to a man. I was not thinking straight back then.
Yeah, I know. Good point. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so the Met Gala, this year's hosts. We had J-Lo, Zendaya, Bad Bunny, Chris Hemsworth. I need to complain about something just real fast. Why the fuck was Chris Hemsworth? Why? Why was he a host when like he does not care about fashion? When he arrived, oh my God, he was like one of the first to arrive. Bo walks in, he sees me watching and he's just like, wow, he looks great. And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
No.
He could be anywhere. He did not try. He could be anywhere right now. His wife, beautiful, but like, what are you... What in the Forever 21 Cheyenne it was this dress. Like, what are you doing? You guys don't belong here.
No, it was insulting to the Met Gala as a whole. Like, why do people even get chosen as hosts? I really don't know.
I don't understand. Like, I don't. Like, if we're supposed to be celebrating fashion, why did Anna, I'm assuming Anna Wintour chose these people. She's in charge of everything. Why is she choosing someone who doesn't give a flying fuck about clothing?
Literally.
He walks around Australia barefoot. Like, literally. He gets in the car barefoot, goes to the store barefoot. Like, that's not...
You don't even believe in shoes.
You don't even believe in shoes. The beauty of shoes. I just needed to get that out of my chest because it really bothered me.
No, I'm with you. I think it's there's just so many people that live, eat, sleep, breathe, die, goop, gagged for fashion. Yeah. And there's only so many spots to get to do this. You should pick somebody who like respects the craft. Like, how about you make me the Super Bowl halftime show? Hire me. Like, it's like ESPN making me a commentator for like some major event. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I know.
So that's not my space, Chris Hemsworth.
It just like watered down. It like cheapens the Met Gala. Like, and it's not like Chris Hemsworth. Yes, he's a superstar. Like, he couldn't technically like cheapen anything. But like, for what this is supposed to be, we're supposed to take fashion very seriously one night a year. You know?
Yes.
So like, Chris Hemsworth, no. You could be a guest, but like, no, you're not hosting this shit.
I'm so with you. You know, I really wished I had seen Julia Fox there because her show premiered on E! Like right after the red carpet. And she would have served such good looks. Like, and I get it. Like, Met Gala is like A-list.
Not
like,
necessarily. Don't you remember when all the TikTokers went, like when Addison Rae went? And like, I like Addison Rae, but
me too.
Her outfit was horrendous. And like, she had just like kind of gotten famous. So I'm like, what's happening here? Where like all these randoms are like, so no, I think Julia Fox is of the caliber to be able to go. This is the thing. Are you, when you watch the Met Gala, are you into the costumey looks or the...
I'm here for the camp. I'm here for the over the top.
You are.
Like, I want to see shit that like stops me in my tracks. Like, so unique. So like, okay. So for example, and I'd like, can I say who my favorite of the night was this early on?
Yeah. Say who your favorite is. Say who your favorite is.
Tyla was my favorite of the fucking night. That it was giving like Mr. Sandman realness. It was like that dress made of, so I loved it because it was so on the nose for the theme that like Anna chose. It applied to Sleeping Beauties because like Dream, Sandman, that thing. But like, it was the passage of time. Like,
yes. And then also, sand garden. You can find sand in a garden.
Sure, you need sandy soil to make this grow.
Yeah, soil. It was a soil dress.
But like, it was also beautiful. And it was like, and also like, you have to respect like the craftsmanship. So she looked gorgeous and sexy. Like, it was like, how the fuck did they make that? But then also, I died when they had to carry her up the stairs.
I know.
It made me like it more.
I know, me too. That she like couldn't move. That like she literally had to be carried around. It was so hysterical. I loved it. Okay, to me that wasn't totally costumey. Like, I had this moment yesterday while I was watching, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. I didn't like Lana Del Rey's, and I didn't like Lizzo's. And as I was watching Lana Del Rey and Lizzo walk up the stairs, two trees. Literally, they were dressed as trees.
Yes.
Both of them dressed as trees. Except Lizzo, it's like the stump of the tree because she cut off the leaves. It was like a tree that had died. So they're getting rid of like the leaves and all that part. It was just...
To me, she looked like, and these are one of my favorite snacks, so people might not like them, but I do, Vienna sausages. It was giving like cocktail weenie, like shape, energy. It made me hungry, but like it definitely wasn't, it was avant-garde. I appreciated where she was going with it.
No. I have something to say. I was watching both of them go up the stairs, and this is Lana Del Rey and Lizzo's fault. And I'm like, what has the world come to? Like, if aliens are watching us right now, they're like, what the fuck are these little human being people doing with their wealth? They're getting dressed up as trees and they're walking up these stairs to get their photo taken. Make it make sense. Like, in the words of Kourtney Kardashian, Kim, there are people dying. Why are we dressed as trees? Like, I just, it was so weird to me. I was like outside of my body looking down at like, why, what are they thinking?
Like, do you think they had regret? Like, do you think they were like walked up the door and they were like, oh no. Like, you know, we've all done it. You have like an outfit. You're like, this is fabulous. I am doing it. And then you put it on right before the event and you're like, wait a second. Maybe I'm too caught up in the moment here. And yeah. I feel like Lizzo is self-aware enough to be like, uh-oh. Whereas Lana Del Rey is just living in her own reality. She was giving, have you seen Yellow Jackets?
Yes.
Yeah, the most terrifying show on planet Earth. I was haunted. I had nightmares about her outfit. She looked beautiful, but
yeah, her face was like serving. But this is the thing. Like, I saw what her inspiration was because like I looked it up last night when I was like, what in the fuck is she doing? And I saw like the Alexander McQueen inspiration one, which she should have just found a way to recreate that. It was like an all white look that had like the sheer thing and like antlery, whatever. Look it up. Okay. So yes. I this looked like Hartford saw the photo and did a class project and put it together. Like, it was giving like Lemonade Stand. It was giving like, we're gonna try and recreate it, like kind of, but we don't have that many tools. We don't have the materials, but we'll do our best. Project Runway.
A great meme, totally Project Runway. I saw a great meme and I didn't even see it until I saw the meme, but now I can't unsee it. It was also, it's Regina George after she gets hit by the bus.
Yeah. Meets an enchanted forest.
Exactly.
Meets an enchanted. Yeah.
Enchanted is too kind. She scared me. Okay. It was giving devil worshiper.
Wait. I didn't get that. And you know, normally I would pick up on something like that. I didn't.
You weren't like, oh, that one's for me. No. Thank you for worshiping me yet again. I appreciate it.
Do you have thoughts as a Swiftie? Because you turn more and more, you get stronger in your Swiftie ways, like by the days.
I know.
How did you feel about Lana Del Rey and Kim Kardashian doing their interview together?
It's giving disloyal. It's also giving, are Taylor and Kim low key okay and none of us know it? Because like my brother-in-law doesn't have an Instagram. You know Steve. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's Mr. Not Pop Culture. Okay.
Right.
But the way he is like so convinced that Kim and Taylor are working in cahoots. This is his like tinfoil hat moment. Like, he is like literally with the conspiracy theories. He is like, they are both like having wine together, LOLing at how much money they're making off of this like faux fight. And sometimes I find myself going, is he right? Because like, Brittany Mahomes doing Skims. Then we had, who else? Sabrina Carpenter doing Skims. Like, it's either, it's like the passive aggressive war is on like Donkey Kong, or it's giving, it's really not that deep. Because if all of these people that are like loyalists to Taylor are like fucksing around with Kim, I don't know. Maybe I'm more loyal than your average person, but like,
I think we're overestimating Taylor's friendships.
That's also fair.
And I also think, hot take, it isn't that deep. And Kim Kardashian doesn't care. And I think she just like has a team that also works at Skims that's like, this would actually pop off if we like hired this person. And Kim doesn't even fucking think about it. I don't think Kim wastes any time thinking about Taylor Swift. But I think that Taylor Swift is so incredibly hurt by her, rightfully so.
Definitely.
And for her to mention her in her Times article, and to be so blatant about the song. I'm sorry. No, Taylor Swift is mad. Kim Kardashian has chosen to not give a fuck.
Taylor Swift is me. Mm-hmm. Forever. And Kim Kardashian is my tomato. And that's that.
Is your tomato?
Taylor Strucker who? Yeah, my tomato. My tomato is like code for like my arch nemesis.
Okay, when did that happen? Was I expected to know that?
You know who it is.
Oh, I just didn't realize you had tomato as a name. Have you told me that before?
It was like something, you know me, loves to repeat myself. It's something that I think your ears shut off when I talk about my arch nemesis.
Yeah, it's too much. It's been too long. It's been too long. Too much time has passed.
I know. I just did it in this podcast.
What? Yep, again. I think
I'm a woman obsessed. Yeah, I know. You know, I want to talk about how she looks like a British man.
Yeah, holds a grudge. Taylor Strucker.
TS. It's the initials. We were born.
It is.
Cosmically connected.
Taylor Swift, Taylor Strecker loves to hold a grudge. We'll never let it go. Never. But like, that's fine. Like, why should people have to let things go? You shouldn't have to if you don't want to.
Claudia said this after listening to Taylor's album. And I was like, I said, Claudia for president after saying this. She said, can we normalize having enemies, lifelong enemies? I said, I will support you. I will vote for you. Run on that ballot. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fine. The only reason to let things go is selfishly for your own self so that like you don't have to like carry that cross. You know, you don't have to carry that burden around. Like you're only hurting yourself when you have grudges. So like,
yeah, this is me being selfless.
Correct. Yeah. I just like had to like think deeply about it, but correct. Yes, that's exactly what I was saying. So you are being selfless right now by carrying the burden of having enemies.
Yes, correct.
Correct. Cool. I am a makeup girly. I always have been. You're never going to see me leaving the house without it. It's just a no. It's like you never know who you're going to run into. Okay? You never know. So like I always want to look my best. Let's talk about Thrive Cosmetics because they have some of my like ride or die go-tos. And I've just recently, this is what I really want to talk about on this one. I have fully committed. I don't think I will ever try another version of this. Like their mascara. I'm not joking, you guys. Okay. I've tried a million different mascaras, but I've just started committing to the Liquid Lash Extensions mascara and I have no runs underneath my eyes. Like I'm that girl that like when you see me at the end of the day, you see the little mascara underneath her eyes and I'm like, fuck, this is so annoying. Like what do I do? So I fully decided I'm going to just try using Thrive Cosmetics mascara for a full 2 weeks straight. And not once, I'm telling you, not once did it go underneath my eyes. So if you're someone that struggles with that, you need it. But besides that, my favorite things, I love their Brilliant Eye Brightener. Like I put them in the corner of my eye. I love their eyeshadow sticks. I keep them in my purse. I also love that Thrive Cosmetics, they give back because for every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. So you can feel good about the makeup that you're putting on. But you guys, I'm serious when I say the mascara thing, like you're welcome. It's going to change your life. You'll never have to deal with it running down your face ever again. Okay. So refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/Stassi. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/Stassi for 10% off your first order. When it comes to like your daily drink of choice, I have always been a tea girly. Yeah, I like coffee and all that stuff, but like I am a tea girly through and through. And Lipton has now come out with their green tea, okay? Which is amazing because this always helps support wellness goals and just like everyday healthy living. So whenever like I have tea, I just feel like I'm doing something good for my body. And now with their new signature blend green tea, it's a proprietary blend balanced with a hint of jasmine green tea to deliver a delicate floral fragrance and a smooth, refreshing, easy to sip taste. Did you know that drinking 2 cups of Lipton green tea daily is a great ally for wellness and a simple way to up your everyday healthy habits? Let me tell you why. Because 2 cups of Lipton green tea, it can help support your health by providing approximately the same amount of flavonoids as eating 8 cups of raw kale. I mean, what? In case you don't know what a flavonoid is, it's a naturally occurring bioactive found in tea, vegetables, and fruit. So just 2 cups a day is an easy way to help support health. So try Lipton green tea. It's delicious and you get these bioactives and flavonoids in your diet. And if you were going to go the green tea route, it has to be Lipton because it's the most loved and trusted tea brand in this category. I mean, it's been America's most beloved tea brand since 1871. It's a classic. It's been there. You can trust it. Try new Lipton green tea. When Hartford got to the age where I had to start giving her vitamins, I literally did not know what to do because I'm like, oh my God, like everything that I grew up taking was just like candy.
basically like candy in disguise, like with, you know, sugar, with unhealthy chemicals and like other gummy junk that I'm like, this like isn't probably good for kids. We should probably be like looking into this. And someone introduced me to Hiya and I just became obsessed. And Hiya is now like the bottles are, you can never not see them in our kitchen, okay? Hiya vitamins run our lives. I'm not joking because Hartford loves them so much, like she thinks that they're candy and she runs around just saying, I want my vitamine, that's vitamin in Italian. So that's why she says that. But Hiya pretty much saved my life when it came to picking out vitamins. So like, not only does it taste good, because I know my daughter, she wants it all the time, but they're formulated with the help of nutritional experts. And Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others. So basically everything that you need in a vitamin to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, all of that. And you don't have to worry about it being bad for your kid because it's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you could imagine. Yeah, we love it. And I also like that, you know, the first time you get it, they send you this cool chic bottle with your first order. And then every month they send you eco-friendly refills. So it's really easy. And we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. So to claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Who was your least favorite? What was your least favorite look?
Okay. So I have some kind of crazy least favorites because like, they're not like so horrible and ugly, but like, I'm like, you should be doing better.
No one looked horrible. I will say this.
No one looked horrible. One of my top people that I was like, no, was, oh my God, how dare I blank on her name? She's literally so famous right now. She's everywhere. She was in Euphoria. Am I okay?
Oh, Sydney Sweeney. Yeah. She's on my least favorite list of.
I hated it.
It was the wig. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know who she was.
I despise the gloves.
I didn't like any of it. I think that she's such a like beautiful person with like this beautiful body that like, and she has such a specific look to her.
Yeah,
that like why she looked like she was just wearing a costume. Like she was going to a costume party. She was going to my Halloween party. You know,
literally. Also, yeah. and Gigi Hadid, kind of the same thing.
Are you kidding?
I know, a way unpopular opinion. I know. You know what it is for me? Gigi is so spectacular and so fucking gorgeous. And so, like, I want to see her in something that no one else can wear. My ass could wear that dress to a fucking floral cocktail party.
Taylor, the way she's in my top... five, maybe three.
I hate
maybe
when
number
happens.
One.
I hate when we do this. I hate it.
I don't understand you right now.
I'm sorry.
There was nothing that wasn't perfect about Gigi Hadid's look.
Come on.
I would wear it.
Really?
I would choose it.
Wait. I'm pulling it up again. I swear I watched the red carpet. I did not like it.
What about it? Did you not like? I don't understand. I don't get it. I just feel like I don't know you.
I just feel like I don't know you.
So like if I wore that dress, you would be like, if I wore that dress, you'd be like, I don't like it.
Well, I mean, behind your back.
No, if I came to you and I said, this is one of my options, you'd say, I don't like it.
I say, I don't love it.
Okay, you know what I'm going to need to do? I'm going to need to just tell you my top.
Okay, let's go, because now I'm scared.
And then I need to know if any of them are in your bottom.
Okay.
And then we're going to say, if we could wear one person's, what would it wear? So you already chose. What was her name, the sand girl name?
Tyla. And
how do you spell that?
T-Y-L-A.
Okay, Tyla. So that's who you would wear.
I had that body, I'd wear that.
Let's say like for the sake of the of this discussion, either, like we have our the Tyla's, perfect body.
I'd either wear Tyla's. Yes, thank you. I'd either wear Tyla's or I'd wear by Balmain. Also by Balmain, Elle Fanning.
Oh, so she's one of my top ones too. Okay. Oh, that's, thank God. Thank God we overlapped. I thought Elle Fanning was magical, and I don't know why more people aren't talking about it.
I know. I think that for me, like, Gigi could be wearing some weird ass fabric.
Okay.
Like, this is like a dress.
Okay.
Like, it's not that it's not beautiful. It's just like, it's fucking Gigi Hadid. Let's go.
Okay. I'm hearing you. Like, this dress could be worn someplace else. Like,
correct.
Like, you could wear this dress to Cannes Film Festival.
Correct.
Okay. I'm now understanding where you're at, but you can't possibly say she's like in like the least favorite category.
No, fine. It's a pretty gown. It's a pretty dress. But okay. Like, I think I also have this thing, and like, I'm dying to hear what you think, because this is the Sydney Sweeney of it all too. I really don't like a pastel with black, and I really don't like white and black anymore. I don't know.
First of all, you've never liked white and black. And you've said that before, like you were like, especially like white dresses with black shoes. I kind of dig it. I kind of dig the white and black of it all. I've seen enough inspo photos of like people looking chic with the white and black that I like it. But you've never really liked it.
I really haven't. I will say this, like if you're going to give me like a gingham print, I'm there for white and black gingham all day long. Houndstooth, I'll fuck with too. But like outside of that, I just feel like, I think it's just such a harsh contrast for me. You know what it gives me? It gives me, it's like, maybe it's my trauma from the days when I would like have to like do catering. And so it's like, it was like always a white shirt and black pants.
Okay. Well, I feel that. The catering part of it. It's like working in a restaurant, a fine dining restaurant. Like I understand. Yes. But like, I'm looking at Gigi Hadid's now, the yellow of it all though. No, I'm sorry. The more I look at it, the more I fucking love it. But I choose my choice. Okay. All right.
You know what though? You're right. I'm being psychotic in saying that it is like my least favorite. It's a pretty gown. It's a pretty dress. I just wish I want my Gigi to be doing the most. And this was doing the middle.
All right. I'll go over my other tops. So Elle Fanning, it was giving the Elsa and the horse at the end of Frozen 2 when the horse is made of water. Like it's beautiful, stunning. That it was such an incredible look. More people need to be talking about it.
No one is.
Zendaya's second look I just saw this morning.
Okay, so this is the one. So I'm the girl that you say, let's go to the museum. And I say, ew, gross, no. And then you make me go to the museum. And I'm like, boring, I could do that. And then somebody who is educated on the matter explains it to me, why this piece of art is so significant. And then I go, oh, I'm so silly and dumb. That's Met Gala to me sometimes, okay? I'm the one like, I don't get it. And I have to be honest, and I'm saying this only with love, because Zendaya is my queen. She can literally do no wrong. So when I see both of her looks, okay, I'm like,
they weren't cohesive.
But I was like, I love you, Zendaya, but I am confused. So that's where I'm standing. I just had it explained to me by Mackenzie Green.
Okay.
Who is, I trust her. I mean, I trust her opinion on all things pop culture, but specifically Met Gala. Bitch knows what she's talking about. So she broke it down and said, it's just so significant for so many reasons. First, the La Roche of it all. Second of all, like the designer of it all. The hair, the makeup, everything is on point with the theme. Like she was explaining to me so well.
Which look? Which look?
Because the second one predominantly. But the first and the second, as it was explained to me, were more cohesive than I am understanding. I'm going to say something, and if I get it wrong, everyone's going to come for me. But remember, I don't know things, okay? I regurgitate things that I should, but I don't quite understand. And my brain's exploding. This is too much for my little tiny pea brain to handle. But Mugler, was that who did it all? Or did I just make that up?
I'm looking. These lists are so long that it's like there's so many of them that I don't know.
Like, I feel like...
So the first one, the blue one, was Zendaya. Mason Margiela by John Galliano.
There it is. That's what I meant. I didn't mean Mugler. I meant that name. And then... Okay. But this is the thing is... I feel like Zendaya is so deep into the belly of the beast of the theme You know what I mean? Like there's so many details that are a nod to like nailing the theme that it's like going way over my head.
Okay. So the second look, how did that relate to the, so the second look is one of my top favorites. Like I would consider wearing it. So like the second one.
Okay. I think it was the same designer as the first. I think that was the cohesiveness of it all.
So was it like the garden of time? Like the garden started that way and then all of a sudden turned into red flowers or like different color flowers?
Something like that. But yes, it was like the grapes and the vines on the first one. And there was, oh, and also I believe that like something with, wow, I'm really not doing this justice, but something with the, how about this? I don't know what I'm saying, but I know that I'm supposed to put respect on both looks. And okay. So I'm at the museum with you. I'm looking at the soup can and I'm saying, I don't know. I forget why, but I know I'm supposed to respect that.
Okay. Well, I just thought individually without being explained anything, I thought her second look was so stunning and like I would wear it. It was just giving period piece, but like dark academia period piece. And then just like, you know, the black off the shoulder, but then like all of the stuff in her hair. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I would do that if I could. Like, I would love to do that if I could.
Yes. And also, but I think very significant that she actually went first because she's a host. She has to greet everybody and then went again.
So that was confusing to me because I'm like, I didn't see her second look until this morning. So I was like, wait, what? There was a second one? It's like, it took, I don't know. I don't necessarily think I like the idea of doing two looks. I think it like takes away from both of them. It's like when people change on the night of their wedding and like, which I was going to do, I was going to do two wedding dresses. And then I just decided to do my second wedding dress as my rehearsal dinner dress so that both of the dresses could get the time and attention and love and photos they deserved. Like I'm not into like an outfit change unless it's like the after party once the Met Gala is done, which like I love looking at those.
I will say, I think that, you know, she's a pioneer. She is a trendsetter. And so I think that she has single-handedly just inspired the future of a lot of people.
Here we go. That carpet's already so busy. Then we're going to have everyone being like, I want to go again. I want to go again. Like it's a fucking ride at Disneyland. You know what I mean? Like Hartford's like, I want to go again. No, you can't go again. Okay. Zendaya could go again. And that's it.
Yeah. I want to just say for the record here, Zendaya can do whatever she wants.
She can
this
go again.
Is one and done.
One and done.
Never again. Never again.
Okay, I want to talk about Kendall Jenner because at first, like visually, I think obviously she looks stunning, whatever, but like I wouldn't choose it as my own. And then when I looked up the dress and like shout out to Danny Michelle who styled her, our friend, she literally found this dress, like this dress had never been worn before. It was 20, oh my God, like I had to like look up the actual details. So never worn, archival, Givenchy.
Yep. And this is the thing is, this is on the nose for Sleeping Beauties, which is the actual exhibit. So like, this is a dress that could have actually been in the exhibit, technically, which is why it's such a fucking flex that she wore it.
Let me give the details. So it was from Alexander McQueen's Fall 1999 looks for Givenchy.
Wow.
The couture. And the collection was presented on mannequins, so never shown on the runway. So after the show, they put those clothes, they put those dresses, those gowns away. So they have never been worn before. So for 25 years, the dress has literally been sleeping.
Sleeping Beauty. Yeah. Literally.
And so like that to me was like, damn, Danny, stylist, Danny, you fucking did your work. You really nailed it. A++ valedictorian, come back every year. Like that to me is so impressive to like really take the theme and the code so seriously and respect it.
I will say, I've just recently started rewatching the Rachel Zoe Project. And so I'm like, I know.
That is
and
the most.
So listen, I had gum surgery and I was in pain. I had to just like numb out and watch something while I was on my meds. Mm-hmm. And that happened to be the thing I did. And so it kind of like, I kind of forgot like how much respect these stylists deserve. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is a prime example of like having that moment as a stylist. So, and there's only so many people that could fit into a dress so seamlessly like that. And yeah, of course, Kendall Jenner is one of those people. So
can I just flex justice right now and just say that Dani Michelle did the styling for my second book for Off With My Head. And we worked together to create that beautiful Marie Antoinette vibe gown.
Oh, that, speaking of styling, where the fuck did that dress come from?
We got it made. Oh. Dani is a queen and can get anything done. Like she, I mean, literally got it made.
Unfucking believable.
Yeah. I know. It's that was so like a, that's like a big moment in my life that like she worked with me on that. That was like, that was cool. Okay, I want to ask. Okay, also Kris Jenner. I'm sorry. I thought she's one of my top. I loved it. Yeah,
I love Kris, but there was a moment when she was posing on the carpet and she kept, it was a coat over a dress.
It was a white ivory dream with emeralds everywhere. That's all I needed.
But she kept closing the front of the jacket. And I wanted to say, girlfriend, get your hands out of your pockets. Like, I want to see the whole thing together.
I think, Do you think it that was just an excuse to show her rings?
There was definitely intent behind it because I could see by the way she was doing it. She had been instructed by someone who she paid a lot of money to and respects to do it. So I'm not going to question it too much, but I remember thinking, why are you closing your dress, girl, or your coat? Like,
right.
You're gorgeous. Let it show, honey, but whatever. I'm not going to question it because clearly it was like bigger than my little brain with my fucking sweatpants and my leftover Chinese food can understand. You know what I mean?
I guess I didn't notice that, but I would have assumed she was just trying to show the jewelry because the jewelry was the look to me.
Got it.
You know, like the dress was like a canvas for the fucking jewelry. And I'm like,
it was like a beautiful white background to really showcase the jewels. That makes sense.
And that's just like, that's like some queen matriarch shit right there.
Yeah.
Sleeping is incredibly important, okay? Especially when you don't get like that much of it. I've always been a sleep person. Like sleep is very important to me. But now more than ever, as a mom who has to wake up sometimes at 4:45 with a baby, when I lay my head down on my bed better feel like a hotel bed. Those sheets better be so comfortable, which is why I have used Boll & Branch sheets for the last, I don't know, since like before COVID, I think like the last 6 years of my life, I have only used Boll & Branch sheets because to me, they feel the most like hotel sheets. I'm talking like 5-star hotel sheets, like the nicest ones. Like when you get Boll & Branch, my favorite are the signature ones. Basically, I just rotate different colors of the signature sheets. I also, there's this new one that's like a lived-in kind that I've been trying out that I love also because with Boll & Branch's sheets, they get softer with every single wash. Okay. So no matter, like you think it's comfortable the first time you put Boll & Branch sheets on your bed, just wait until you've like washed them a million times. It just like only gets better and better and they're chic and the colors, I love them. They're all like muted and great. And like, I could not say more good things about Boll & Branch. So if you're somebody who feels like your bed needs a little refresh or, you know, you want to just treat yourself so that you feel like you're staying at a luxury resort or something, try Boll & Branch sheets, okay? Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Go to bollandbranch.com/Stassi for 15% off your first sheet set plus free shipping. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com/Stassi for 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. This is exciting for me. I'm going to be real with you guys. Okay. Growing up in New Orleans, whenever there was like a special occasion, like Christmas or my birthday, or like I needed to, you know, I got to like buy something that was really nice, my parents would take me to the Saks that's downtown in downtown New Orleans. Like I grew up with Saks being like the holiest place ever in terms of clothes. Like you go into Saks and you know that like, okay, this is cool stuff. This is what nice clothes are. This is what quality clothes are. These are the new designers. This is what I should be paying attention to. So the fact that they're a sponsor today is very exciting for me. And because I grew up like that, because Saks was just like a huge thing in New Orleans, ever since then, I've always used their website as almost like a Pinterest, like where I go to get inspiration to like be like, okay, like what are the new brands that I should be paying attention to? Like, how are people putting things together? Because they have these curated shops on their website. And I just like find that really helpful. So it's basically like just getting inspiration. And let me tell you, after you've been pregnant and then postpartum and you finally like start feeling like yourself again, the trends have changed. Everything's changed. So I have to go be like, okay, what's cool? What are the girlies wearing now? And so I go to Saks.com and I look at everything. I'm like, okay, so this is what's cool. I see that like we're getting into like a cowgirl aesthetic. I see that like, okay, like 90s platforms are in. Like that Saks is just ridiculously helpful when it comes to that. So if you are somebody like me looking for inspiration, looking to like, what are the trends? What are like the new things that I can be wearing? What are the new brands that I should be paying attention to? Because I know Saks knows it. Saks is your answer. So find inspiration for your new vibe at Saks.com. Moms with babies know the importance of a sleep sack. Let's talk about the Dreamland baby sleep sack. We used this with Hartford, and the way I was so excited for Messer to get out of the swaddling phase, like that's just, swaddling a baby is so time consuming. It's exhausting. And then like when they pee, then you have to like unswaddle them and like just like redo it all over again. And then they're awake. It's just, I was so excited once Messer entered into the Dreamland and baby sleep sack phase of his life. And now it just makes putting my baby down so much easier because they still feel a little swaddled, a little cozy. That's like the beauty of a sleep sack. You're not just like throwing the baby in the crib. It's like, they're still just like wrapped up just a little bit. And I love how soft the Dreamland sleep sack is. I love that there's a two-way zipper for easy diaper changes because there is nothing worse than having to fully take off a sleep sack in the middle of the night and then re-put it back on. So just the two-way one, your baby could even sleep through a diaper change. So soft, natural cotton. And my baby sleeps really well with the sleep sack. Honestly, I was really scared about like the transition, like, oh, is it going to be a few days of like, he's not being swaddled anymore. And then he has to be on the sleep sack. It's going to suck. No, it never did. It was seamless. So try the Dreamland baby sleep sack. Go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. Okay. Now I need to ask you your thoughts on Kim Kardashian's look.
So, okay. So I'm saying this because I need to give, I don't want to plagiarize Mackenzie because I literally just recorded with her this morning. Mm-hmm. And so I can't help but regurgitate her thoughts. So anything I'm saying that's noteworthy, I am literally credit where credit's due to Mackenzie at Miss USA, sorry, at Miss USA to MB on Instagram. She needs a shout out because this is like all from her brain.
Okay.
I think I wrote on Instagram, Tay, what do we write? About Kim's look. What was the quote that we used? Oh, yeah. So Barbara Streisand just, did you see?
Yeah.
So she wrote on Melissa McCarthy's Instagram for like all to see. So my quote was, give him my regards. Are you on Ozempic? Like, I mean, there's been whispers of this forever. Her stomach is, her waist, it's insane. It's insane. So I thought she looked incredible. Like that waist ratio, I'm living for it.
Yeah.
But very confusing with the shrug, you know?
So have you read her explanation of the sweater?
I read the explanation of the sweater and it was like, I'm in a garden hooking up with my boyfriend. And then I get scared and steal his sweater and I run away the next morning and I go to work.
Okay. So verbatim what she said. Okay. This was the interpretation of a wild night in the Garden of Time. She said, quote, I just ran out and grabbed my boyfriend's sweater and threw it on and had to get to work. And my hair is all messed up.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So your boyfriend wears cropped cardigans. That's a problem. Number two. So Mackenzie said her theory is this gorgeous dress that only Kim Kardashian can wear. It's a total flex. And it was all about the waist. And then maybe like the day of when they did the fitting, her boobs were potentially popping out. And it was kind of like a last minute panic decision of like, how are we going to make sure she doesn't have a nip slip on the carpet? Because then it's not going to be about the waist. It's going to all be about the boobs. And that was kind of like a last minute decision to just kind of makeshift. So okay. That made sense to me.
That makes sense. I'm going to tell you why I think not.
Okay.
First of all, when I saw it, I gasped and I was just like, it's Khaleesi, it's Daenerys Targaryen in like at the Met Gala and like every, it's, that's what it was giving to me. I was just like, yes, Mother of Dragons with your hair and like your braid. It's like after like Daenerys had hooked up with Jon Snow. Like, you know what I mean?
The
I just like,
was so good.
I loved
so
it. Good. I think that the sweater, it gave her movement. You know, like when you're in a photo shoot and you need to like do things instead of just like pose. So like, instead of just like the pose, she was, because it was a choice not to attach it. So like she got to move her hands, her arms around. Like I felt like that knit was part of what made it, part of what made the look for me. I was like, that's cool. And it's also, everyone's talking about it because so mission accomplished, where like your look is one of the most dissected and talked about because people either do get it or don't understand it. So like, she's one of the most talked about looks right now.
Marketing genius. Yeah. Through and through. Always has been, always will be.
And you know without the sweater, the theme wouldn't have made sense. And she takes the Met Gala seriously. I feel like, so she like, look at her past looks and how she commits to what the theme is. Without that sweater, the dress is just a beautiful dress.
You're totally right. Now I'm also going like, oh my God, like her story is giving Taylor Swift. Like I want to, I'm like, so which boyfriend did she tussle with in a garden? You know what I mean? Cause it's too specific.
Like I know.
It's like, it feels like inspired by past experiences. No, I know what you're saying. Like sometimes it's really high fashion to mix something that is just like so regular, degular, kind of like, oh, it's like grandpa core.
Yeah, correct.
Oh,
you know, or like
shit,
the wrong shoe
like
theory,
it.
Where it's like, it's the unexpected aspect of it that like, you're like, oh, that makes it interesting. Otherwise, like it's just a beautiful dress.
Back in the day, oh my God. My brain is not, I need to drink less. What's her name? She was in Basic Instinct.
Sharon Stone. Yes. When she wore the button down with the skirt to the Academy Awards back in like the 90s, it was so unexpected and perfect.
And perfect and iconic in such a moment. So it is kind of giving that. It's actually kind of, it's a little bit of like a Ralph Lauren thing too.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of
for
super
sure.
High. Like gowny glamour with something just like so ordinary.
Yes.
That makes it spectacular.
I love it. I love it. Like she's one of my favorites. And I also thought Kylie Jenner looked stunning. Like could we have made it a little more themey? But like, I don't know. I don't think she needs to. I think she looked so stunning that it was like, okay, like, wow.
If I could ever wear any dress on, I think, any red carpet in the history of red carpets, I think that might be the one. I wish it existed for my wedding. I would probably be inspired to wear something like that, an ASOS knockoff version of it. But you know why I think it was technically on theme is because it was giving like 1960s silhouette, like that conal bra kind of thing. And so I felt like it would be safe to say that it was inspired by something that was maybe a Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Something old that kind of was like the inspiration for and like revisited like in a modern sense.
Right. Okay. Kind of like Nicole Kidman's, who was also one of my favorites.
Yes.
Where like hers was inspired by an actual Christian Dior gown and from back in the day. And like that was like probably like that look gave me chills.
And I didn't like it.
Oh, fucking.
I know. No, but you know what? No, no. But it's solidifying the theory. I have a fucking issue.
You have no taste.
Black and white.
Oh.
That's my issue. It was black and white. I'm like, oh my God, am I okay?
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
And trust me, I get that it's beautiful. Like I looked at it and I was like, I like it, but I hate it and I don't know what's going on inside my body. Like I know I should like it and I do like it, but something about it I hate. And it's the combination. It's the color combination.
Okay. All right.
At least I'm consistent.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. Okay. It was perfect. So those were my top. I think gun to head, if I could only wear one.
Yes.
And I had whatever body that worked for it, for the dress. Yes.
It's between Elle Fanning and Zendaya's second look.
I think for me, I would say, I think it's just Elle Fanning for me. I also, when I forgot to mention this, and I also really, and I went a little too early on this prediction. I said that I thought Mindy Kaling might be one of the best dressed. Actually, I even said best dressed.
You went too early.
I went too early. I know when I'm wrong.
Tell I also, I like didn't like it even when I saw it. I thought she looked really beautiful, like her glam face, like all that, like bod, like all that. But I was just like that to me, those like when dresses are just like that intense and like everyone like Demi Moore with their like big things that are like covering their faces or whatever. I'm like, you guys get the fuck out of here. Like just, I can't.
Oh, speaking of
SJP.
SJP. Oh my God, get out of my brain. I died. It was ridiculous.
Wait,
and
hold
I loved
on.
Every second.
I loved it. I loved all of SJP's, the strand but everything.
Of pearls that was the like beneath the hemline. Shut up. Shut up.
There was not one thing I didn't like about it. I was like, yeah, go off, queen. You're 100%. Yeah.
Weird little what are they called? Pantyhose booties?
Yeah.
Like, for them.
All of it. The Andy Cohen with her, the Andy Cohen of it all. Well, I was just like, well, this couldn't be more perfect. I'm like, just get out of here. Move on.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Like, just when I feel like I want, like I'm watching Sex and the City, I want to stab Carrie and then and just like that. And I'm just like, get out of my face. She comes on the red carpet of the Met Gala and she just kills.
I know.
Every damn time.
I know. Yeah, she looked great. Speaking of dudes, I will say this was, I was so impressed with all the men.
Same.
Everyone in there tailored, perfectly tailored, like James Bond fucking tuxes or whatever with diamond brooches. Like Adrian Brody, I literally like looked at Bo and I was like, if one day you don't wear this, like it, the perfectly tailored suit with a giant, like, was it a bird diamond brooch? I don't even know what the fuck it was. Brooches everywhere.
It was a bird.
The guy from Saltburn in his like Edgar Allan Poe, interview with a vampire outfit and also brooches. Like, are you kidding me? Like the men, Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton with the flowers. I was so impressed by the men. Like the
Little
men.
Nas X was amazing. Yeah. And like not on theme, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. Like beautiful, beautiful clothes.
Everyone, like all the dudes, like besides the host, Chris Hemsworth, like really took it seriously.
Literally. Any guy we just named could have been one of the co-hosts.
Oh, you know what? I can also tell you who I was disappointed in.
Who?
This person looked incredible. Had they been anywhere else? Do you know what I'm saying? So like when I tell you, like at first when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, stunning. I love this whole look. I love the dress. I love the glam. I love the hair. I love everything.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it has nothing to do with anything. J-Lo.
Man, we are best friends. I was literally like, she's going to say J-Lo. Agreed. Beautiful gown.
Beautiful everything. She like, but like, you're one of the hosts. So like, where's the theme? You just look hot. All of these like sheer, like Emrata just wearing like a hot, sheer, bejeweled outfit. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, we've seen this. You can wear this anywhere else. Like, this is the Met Gala. Like, follow the rules of the theme.
I know. It just needs to be more intentional. Campy, like that's, I think that's why I had Mindy there, because it was giving craftsmanship. You know, like you would never see anybody wear that dress anywhere else. It was over
photo
the top.
Shoot. See, to me, like that dress is for photo
that's
shoots.
True.
Like
that's
I would
true.
Love to have seen her, Mindy Kaling, wear that dress like on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah, that's a good point. But even still, I will say I felt like more people were at least on one of the two themes than not.
Yes. I loved all the florals. I love that like the staircase had like, you felt like you were in a, like a garden. Like I loved that there was some, I'm a sucker for a floral. I actually like really like a flower.
Look at your wallpaper.
I didn't even put that together. Yeah. Like maybe that's why I liked this theme so much. Cause I'm like, just like really into the whole garden floral aspect of it all. I think it's just so beautiful and feminine and all that. Like, I like it. I have two other thoughts.
Okay.
Why did everyone look like so many people? Like it looked like a Lord of the Rings convention, Lord of the Rings Comic-Con, where it's like, why are we all, why are Why are there so many elves? Why do we have like elf ears?
Lots of
Why
elves. Ariana Grande was the number one elf.
So Ariana Grande was maybe my least favorite look.
Okay. So
none of it made sense.
I'm with you. I saw and I said, boring. Apparently the bodice of the dress was made entirely of
like mother of pearl.
You got
something.
It. Okay. Which is crazy craftsmanship, but maybe you see it in person. They have to remember because like the person sitting at home or the person looking at a picture might not know the intricacies. So it's like, yes, in person to the naked eye, it's spectacular, but like it also has to live in the medium of photography and it has to live in the medium of video. It just has to.
I think that the dress, so let's say like the whole mother of pearl part of it, like amazing, cool. The dress could have worked had the glam made more sense. Like what were the random things on her face? It was giving Vanderpump Rules themed party. Let me just like stick some of these things on my face and put my hair in a slicked back ponytail. Like, I would do it. You know what I mean? Like this is the Met Gala. Like there has to be purpose for like,
yes.
And that just looked like.
She's like going for a softer look right now, which I appreciate because she used to be so like, you know, like ponytail and like sweatpants.
It was a ponytail.
Like, I know. But like more intense ponytail. This is a softer ponytail. And she's going for a softer look. But like, she's just giving, it's elfin. It is. It's Lord of the Rings. You're totally right.
No, but like the only thing that was making it that were the weird things on her face that I'm like the placement, all of it. Like, but what are they supposed to be? I've never seen an elf that had those white things on their face. Like, what is this?
She's Margot Robbie-ing, you know, her being in Wicked. She's Glinda the Good Witch, you know?
But she could have done a better job. Margot Robbie nailed it. Like this just like didn't. Like the glam could have made the dress and made the look. And I just felt like really like, this feels not cohesive and just like, I don't know, not well thought out.
I'm with you. I was not blown away.
Is there anyone else that we need to talk about? Oh, did you see Amanda Seyfried?
No.
The dress was beautiful, but like, oh my God, the hair and the makeup, like why?
Hold on,
and every time like they flashed to her, like she was like having like an animated conversation. So like I couldn't take her seriously.
hold on. It's so funny watching take pictures because like, oh, Amanda Seyfried. Nope.
No. But the dress is cool.
I actually don't like the dress. I don't like the fit of the dress.
It
looks like a bathing suit that I used to wear during swim team, the top of it.
I hate you. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no,
it was like
I do.
Unattractive or like when I was like little in ballet class, like kind of ill-fitting leotard.
Yeah.
Wait, I totally forgot. So this is so random, but Maria Sharapova, I don't know if you saw her, but
no,
it was like this almost like limey green dress with kind of like
I saw a few lime green dresses and I hate lime green. I hate neon and I don't fuck with neon.
Okay, but wait for it. So and it also had like one of those like those like capes that like you drape like over your shoulder. Like you know what I mean? It's not like over your shoulder.
It's like
at your arms. It's like
yeah, like back in the day. Cape. Yeah, like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know. I don't actually know what it's called, but I know what you mean.
You know me. I'm a sucker for a cape. Any element of a cape. So
right.
I loved that. But it was made entirely out of fucking Boll & Branch sheets. Literally.
Wait, hold on. Boll & Branch DM'd me and said, look out for a dress made entirely of your favorite sheets. And I'm like, what? And then I look at your stories and I see that you get this like this big gift from Boll & Branch being like, here's this in honor of the dress at Met Gala. And I'm like, all I got was a DM. All I got was a fucking DM. And you know what's so ironic? Boll & Branch is one of my sponsors today.
LOL. Wait. Maybe they got us mixed up.
No, they didn't.
The only thing I could say is I know Prabal from, I spent a weekend with him at Brian Kelly's. So maybe that's why
I don't know.
I literally was
in bed, like, you know, going to sleep and I was looking at people's stories and I was like, what? And I see your story unboxing this. And I'm like, all I got was a DM. Boll & Branch, I hope you're listening. All I got was a DM.
And I would like to say, Boll & Branch, thank you so much for the gorgeous set of pajamas. They're good to die for.
I'm jealous.
And the handwritten note. Appreciate it.
Okay. I have a couple, just a few more thoughts, and then I will let you go because I know that you're in a rush. One, okay. I'm going to be on a new mission now.
Okay.
With the Met Gala.
Okay.
We need to make the Met Gala more of a thing. I don't know why they're choosing such boring hosts. I don't know why they haven't. First of all, Morgan Stewart.
Not Zendaya.
No, I mean hosts as in interviewers. Commentators. Like, I don't know why. Like, the way that they cut, like, the way that, like, everyone covers, like, the Academy Awards and, like, different things. Like, it should be more of a bigger deal for the Met Gala. And we need Morgan Stewart. I don't know why.
I'm literally so with you.
People have not, like, people aren't paying her a gazillion dollars to, like, go and do that. Because she knows fashion more than anybody else. And she's literally funny as fuck. And I know that she'll nail a look while interviewing people. Like, so I want to, like, run a campaign to just, like, make the Met Gala a thing.
You know what? We need more Joan Rivers energy back.
Yes.
Like, that's what we need. And that is Morgan so much. I will say, I've seen like—
Could
so
we
Heather
do it
McMahon's,
too?
Oh, no, no. Why not?
Why are we nominating ourselves?
I volunteer as tribute.
We're like, yeah. I'll do it too.
But I will say, like, Heather McMahon has been on a lot of red carpets lately. So I see the industry getting it. Like, they get it. So, but also I feel like—
Does Heather McMahon, like, I know how funny she is, but does she know fashion?
So funny. I don't
because
know.
Because Morgan Stewart knows fashion.
But see, this is the thing. Like, let's get the fashion girlies. Let's get the funny fashion girlies. Let's bring also the funny, funny girlies.
Right,
and let's
right.
combine them all together. Because what happens is you put these funny girlies with very serious fashion people.
And then
they
it's,
dominate the conversation. And then we let the funny ones fucking funny.
Yeah,
and it's
for
like,
sure.
Guys, but the industry gets it. So they see it and they're starting to. But we just really need to be like, no. This needs to be the vibe.
Yeah. Okay. I just like needed to say that because, you know, the only way to like make things happen is to like start saying them out loud. That's like the first
thing, baby.
Yeah. Manifesting. It's like the first step. So I just needed to put that out there into the universe that
yes,
like,
I like him,
you know, and I volunteer also as tribute. I also want to ask you in a dream world, if you were going to the Met Gala, what would your dream theme be? You don't have to do a theme and a dress code, or you can do theme and a dress code. Like, if it's your year, and like, what would you be so freaking excited? Or like, if you were Anna Wintour and you're like, I'm gonna make this the theme.
Ooh, this is hard. I'm trying to think of the things that I love the most. I'm not gonna lie. I actually really did love the theme of Sleeping Beauties.
I did
and
too.
And I would have worn like some sort of feather down comforter ball gown. Think SJP.
And
just like that and that stupid coat. But like I would have like I post on Instagram like this like red feather down comforter like sleeping bag dress with like sham huge pillows attached to the model's head and like LOL but like also like that would be my inspiration, like not that far off, because I love to sleep, I love my bed.
But okay, would you have gone so costumey with it?
Yes, but like ridiculously high-end, well done, like designed feather comforter. Like, what's better than a feather down comforter? Nothing.
I know, but like, would you have done the pillow in the back of your head too? Or would you have been like, no, I want to look good?
No, that'd be too campy, but I want like I want it to be like really off the shoulder, like sexy, like almost like, oh, you're going to see her boob in 2 seconds and like really, really high cut, like almost to the, you know, like you could see the lips, but like just enough. And then it's just like fucking feathery, fucking fabulousness.
I like that. No.
Like a really cool cinch, like a really like silver metallic, but like insanely customized, gorgeous belt. Maybe it's like diamond encrusted or some shit like that. And a shoe. And a shoe, honey.
Yeah,
shoe.
always with diamonds. Yeah. So you would just repeat the theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just like find a way to make it about sleeping again.
I just have dreams of wearing a feather down comforter that's high fashion.
Okay. Okay.
That's like, it's my vibe.
Well, I like have given this a lot of thought. Like if I were to get to go to the Met Gala, what theme and dress code would I want it to be? And I know what it is.
What is it?
The theme, because I have a theme and a dress code. Okay. The theme.
How very Anna Wintour of you. How very your 30th birthday of you. Continue.
The theme would be Versailles, because you could go
you could, there's so many things you could do with it. You could be like, okay, the span of time when like Versailles was like at the height of like, you know, King Louis the 14th, the Sun King, or Marie Antoinette or whatever, just yes. like court during that time, that Baroque yes. vibe, gorge, those types love. Of dresses, the big giant wigs, whatever. Oh, but you wouldn't have to, or you could think the Hall of Mirrors. You know, something mirrors, or like there's chandeliers everywhere. You could do something love. that's like architecturally like makes you think of like these extravagant chandeliers, or like the fabrics. Like when you think of the fabrics during that time and the furniture during that time, you can take inspiration from that. There's so much to take inspiration from in terms of Versailles that like it's, you don't have to just be in like a period piece costume, you know?
Okay. I changed my mind. I have two. Well,
I'm not done.
Okay, sorry.
That's just the theme. So that would be the theme of the Met Gala.
Okay.
Oh. And then the dress code.
I thought the dress code was mirrors. Sorry.
No, that was me just interpreting the Versailles theme in different ways so that people, you didn't just have to wear a period piece costume. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, the dress code would be Halloween. Boom. So you mix Versailles as the theme.
Oh, so this is pure
with pain. Halloween as the dress code. No, it's just, it's a little more, it's a little darker. It's a little moodier.
I see. So like vampires.
Mm-hmm. You could.
During Marie Antoinette's mm-hmm. life yeah. span.
You could do a lot. That would be my dream theme and dress code. Okay, what are your two new ideas?
My two new ideas are, my first one is Sopranos theme. Where everybody has to come dressed up like a mob wife. In some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
It's also really good for the men. Track
so is that
for
the
everyone.
Dress code or the theme of the event? Of the like of the exhibition, sorry. So is that the
No. The exhibition is Sopranos.
Okay.
And the dress code is Guma. A Guma is the mistress of like a mob boss or like a mafia guy.
That's too, it's specific. It's too specific and too mob. You live it. It's not Scratch open that. For interpretation.
There's no such thing. No, there's no such thing as bad ideas. Okay. Okay. Not.
I hate when people
no,
say
but.
That.
Yes. And okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine. And scratch that. Sex in the City.
That's the theme of the exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme of the exhibition.
And the dress code is Carrie Bradshaw.
No, because it's...
I don't get
you're
the
missing
dress
the
code.
Point. You're missing the point. The dress code is different than the theme. The theme of the exhibition is are the clothing...
The dress
the
code
clothing
is SJP.
No, but that...
SJP.
It needs to be different. Like, that's what makes it...
I don't understand.
Interesting. The theme of the exhibition is what they're putting on display. The clothing that they're putting on display.
Okay.
Okay. The dress mm-hmm. code is what you're encouraged to dress as. So what they're putting on display are all the Sex and the City outfits, and then the dress code is just the same thing. It's just like, there's like not a lot. You just have to do that. It's like,
I'm
there's
just
not.
Trying to reinforce the dress code because that's what I want them to wear.
Okay. So then dress code is Sex and the City.
Fine.
And the theme of the exhibition
is tulle.
Okay. Fuck it. Fuck it. Because you could get tulle dresses over time. Yeah, like fine. You know,
okay,
any dress in the history in the archives that had tulle on it.
The only thing I love more than feather down comforters is tulle. I love tulle.
Do you really love tulle that much?
I really do.
Oh,
it's just really hard to find.
I don't. Yeah, I didn't like know that about you. I don't really like see you wearing tulle that often.
I don't, because I only will do it when it's amazing. But yes,
so, like, when's the last time you wore tulle?
On my fucking wedding day. My
that
first
was a long
wedding
time
day.
Ago. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Actually, since that wedding, I actually got a tulle skirt from Anthropologie, very a la Carrie Bradshaw. Honestly, it was better because it was ivory. And yeah. a little bit longer. And I wore it for a New Year's Eve in Miami. It looks so good.
Okay. All right. So Tool and Sex in the City. That's your dream Met Gala.
Yes. I'm such a loser. Just kill me now.
And I actually like it. Like the more I think about it, I'm like, because the exhibition would be pretty cool to see like dresses over the course of like hundreds of years that had tulle in it. And then everyone comes dressed as whatever their interpretation of Sex in the City is.
Right, right. So there could be like very on the nose, like just Carrie Bradshaw literal outfits, that it could be like a modern interpretation of it.
I just like want to make it known that like you had no idea what you were talking about, and I figured that out for you. Like I got you there the same way I got you to Unraveling Rich Woman aesthetic. Like, yes, you know,
that's why we're a dynamic duo. Yeah,
no, for sure.
I come with the crazy ideas. See, you are yes and. See? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been telling my wife manager that a lot lately. Not no, but. Yes, and. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's it, I think. Any last thoughts on the Met Gala?
I'm just sad we have to wait a whole year for the next one.
I know. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's it. I love you. You guys, everyone, go listen to Taylor's podcast, Taste of Taylor. You could also go to her Patreon because she has a daily show, a daily radio show. So that's patreon.com/Taylor Strecker.
The Taylor Strecker Show. Yes.
Yeah. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I hope we didn't leave someone out that like was really important that I'm like, I'm going to be like thinking about the rest of the day. Don't you like hate when that happens? And that's like, the worst. How did I forget this? Yeah.
I think we did good.
Okay. Go have fun on your Amazon Live. You look stunning.
Thanks, baby. I love you. I know people just like realize that today I'm just wearing hair and makeup because don't get used to this is what I'm saying.
Well, you look gorge.
Thanks, baby girl. I love you so much.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.